Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Vachim Perik Yod Mishneh Mishneh Vav. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chos Aser Basra Chol Shish B'Zecher Vayin Jeziv Gahagon Big Harav Mamesh. And Mishneh tells us Kol Chatos Shabbat Torah Kedmas LaShamayis. Any carbon chatos that's mentioned in the Torah that's going to be brought before carbon asham Chutz Me'asham Mitzayra, except for the carbon asham that a Mitzayra brings. A Mitzayra, somebody has Tzaras, he has a skin issue of sorts that comes because of speaking Lashon Hara or for perhaps a different reason, and as part of his Tahara process, he has to bring a carbon asham. So that asham, LaShamayis Mitzayra, is going to come before a carbon chatos. Why? That is because it is machshir him. It prepares him, or it really allows him to eat kachim. A matzor is not allowed to eat kachim or going to the base of mikdash before he brings that asham. So that asham matzora is on a higher level than a carbon chatos. Now we continue discussing hashamas for a little bit. Call hashamas shabatayra bain bnei shtayim ubain bekesef shkalim. Any carbon asham the Torah mentions a person has to bring. So there's specifications regarding that animal. It has to be a ben shtayim within its second year of life, and it also has to be worth at least 2 shkalim. That's not nowadays shkalim, because that's about 60 cents. It's referring to 2 slaim, which is a coin of a much higher value, and so it has to be worth at least that amount. And this is based off a pasuk in the Torah, so it's pretty simple. Chutz me'asham nazir asham mitzayra, except for the asham brought by a nazir or a mitzayra, shehein bain b'nei shnasan, they're brought when they're within their first year of life, not within their second year, and ve'einun bain b'kesef shkalim, they don't have to be worth 2 shkalim. And that's because, since the pasuk tells us beferosh, that it has to be within its first year of life, so automatically that means it doesn't have to be within its second year, and that also means it doesn't have to be worth 2 shkalim, because it only has to be worth 2 shkalim if it's within its second year of life. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, Kashem Shehein Kodem Ba'akravasan. Just like all these karbonos that we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, they come first in their akrava. When we have 2 of these karbonos waiting to be brought, we're going to bring the more kadosh one or the more tadir one. So Kachem Kodem Ba'achilasan, that's the order of eating them as well. And here we have examples. Shlam Shel Emesh U'Shlam Shel Hayom. What about if we have a shlam that was brought yesterday and a shlamim that was brought today? So Shel Emesh Kodman. Yesterday's shlamim comes first. Why is that? So there's really 2 reasons. First of all, the one that was brought yesterday, since it's already a day old, it's also a skalkel. It could get ruined much quicker. It could spoil, or it's much more likely that something could happen to it. And we don't want to be mezalzel and kajim. So therefore, we're going to eat that. And also, there's simply a time limit. We know that a carbon shlamim is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night. Namely, the day that it's brought, that night, and then the day afterwards. Well, the carbon shlamim from yesterday already had its day and night pass, and now it only has 1 more day to be eaten. As opposed to the shlamim from today, it still has today, tonight, and tomorrow to be eaten. So that's another reason to be eating yesterday's shlamim as opposed to today's. Let me continue with another example. Shlam shel emesh v'chatzis v'asham shel hayom. What about a shlamim that was from yesterday and a chatzis and asham from today? Now, on one hand, the shlamim was shechted yesterday, and we have the reasons that we just mentioned, but the chatzis and asham, on the other hand, are more chashuv. They have a higher level of kedusha, so maybe we should eat them. And the answer is shlam shel emesh kodman divrei meir. Rav Meir says that the shlamim of yesterday comes first, and that's because of what we mentioned. First of all, it's more limited right now in the amount of time it could be eaten. The chatzis and asham are allowed to be eaten today and tonight. Suppose the shlam from yesterday is only allowed to be eaten today, and also because of zilzal, since it was shechted yesterday, it's more likely to spoil or go bad, and therefore we're going to eat it. However, Chamayim v'Chamayim say that no, hachatos kodemes, the chatos comes first, m'neishi kachay kachim, because of kachay kachim, and therefore we always give precedence to kachay kachim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.